stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for sticking with us for this short break, everyone. Mary and I welcome you back for Destination Spotlight number 96, located in the second state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1787. Today, we are headed to Red Rose City in the Keystone State. But before we're off to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, here's a quick word from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And wherever you're headed, be sure to do it with luggage you can trust, equipping the world to travel like a pro. Right now, you can save 15% off site-wide, plus get free shipping with all their special summer sales.
Our travel bags are already packed, ready to go, as after today's show, we're off to Atlanta for our big Let's Go America tour all this coming week. And they certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go, and that's the case with many others, too, as Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. Go get your new luggage with our show specials at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, now it's time to talk Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Robert, that's a place we know well. And to help us do just that, joining us on that show hotline is Heather Valudez, their Chamber CEO.
Well, it's nice to meet you electronically, Heather, and have you here as we talk Lancaster for the Destination Spotlight today.
Nice to meet you, too. Glad to be here.
Well, appreciate you coming aboard today. All right, so listen, Mary and I, we have spent a number of nights in Lancaster growing up with our families. You know, once we were married, we brought our kids there as well. Certainly, Pennsylvania Dutch country and the Amish, they're synonymous with your area. But Lancaster, it's also a lot more than that as well. So I want you to paint a picture for our listeners across the USA listening right now, as they may not be thinking vibrant, you know, wine trails, making your own ice cream, chocolate, pretzel making, more, all of that.
Yeah, so in Lancaster, it's great because we encompass the whole county here, and so you can get that Amish settlement kind of feel, but then we also have family attractions. We have our downtown city that offers, like the symphony, museums, an indie feel. We have outdoor activities. We have the wines and brews because we do have a number of those vineyards. We have a bunch of small towns that each have kind of their own feel and their own vibe going. And then we have all kinds of, you know, unique offerings to pick up on each of those different elements. So Lancaster has a little bit of something for everyone.
So as Robert mentioned, we both grew up and we have many childhood memories of Lancaster, many fond memories. I think of all the covered bridges, the Susquehanna River we've kayaked on. So I want to set up a location for people listening who don't know it. You're only about 80 miles from Philadelphia. The state capital, Harrisburg, is maybe about 40 miles away. So it's a really good location if people want to go outside as well and do some other things. I'm also thinking you have the oldest farmers market in Pennsylvania. I think it's like almost 300 years old. It's probably one of the oldest in the country. What do you find draws people most to your area?
Yeah, so I would say it's kind of the two things that you mentioned earlier. So part of it is certainly that we do have the oldest and largest Amish settlement in the country. I mean, that's a huge draw for people to really see that lifestyle, get to experience it up close and interact with the Amish communities. But then the other piece is we do have this really thriving downtown. And so that also draws people in, the people that are interested in that art experience, the people that are interested in a food experience. Because of where we're at, we can do a lot of farm to table. There's a richness to what people get to experience on their plate. And so that's also a huge part of what draws people in. And particularly when we look at some of those bigger cities, sometimes they're just looking for like a micro city that gives them a little bit of that feel, but also takes them out of it.
Right. And don't you think that the influences of the Amish, the Dutch, the German, the English, and all of the melding of all of those cultures have really made quite an interesting community? I think it's really one of the most unique communities in the U.S. I don't think you see any of this outside of Lancaster, frankly, into the level that you guys have it.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about it is we have those deep roots with that Amish component and that Mennonite component, but we're also a large refugee resettlement community as well. So you see a lot of unique offerings from various countries all over the world.
That's a good point,
for
too.
Families that have resettled here.
Interesting. So, you know, my brother, he keeps coming back for the Shoe Fly Pie. He's also into cars and goes to nearby Carlisle with all the car events they have there. Plus, I would say having Hershey about 30 miles away, that also helps your tourism. But you know, you've been in with the Lancaster Chamber now about 11 years. What is it that you find to be the biggest misperception, perhaps, of Lancaster from visitors?
I think a lot of people come here thinking it's going to be all kind of this hilly farmland, and that's really all they're going to expect, and that's what they're going to see. And there's really so much more to it. I mean, when you get out into some of our other communities, Lititz, Columbia, Ephrata, they all have these really lively and thriving downtown experiences, lots of shopping, lots of kind of homegrown stores where people are really putting their heart and soul into it too. So we have all of those things where you will experience that kind of nature element and that history element.
Well, that's enticing.
We have these cute towns.
Absolutely.
Lititz is a great town.
And that's something that people need to experience. All right. We have maybe 40 seconds. Share with us something surprising, maybe an interesting fact about Lancaster that you think is going to definitely entice our listeners to come visit.
So we maybe mentioned both of the interesting things, but we have the oldest Amish community and we have the oldest continuously operating farmers market. And both of those things are this really unique element that you can go back and say to your family, I went to the oldest of these two things in the country. And so Lancaster has so much to offer, but those two always stand out.
So the market's the longest continuously operating market in the country?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Oldest continuously operating farmers market. Yep.
Yeah. Heather, well, we appreciate it. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at lancasterchamber.org. Have a great weekend, Heather.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Heather. And Mary, looking at the clock, hour one has just whizzed on by today. Mm-hmm. All right, it really has. Thankfully, we still have hour two still to go. That's going to wrap Destination Spotlight number 96. By the way, fun fact, Lancaster was also the nation's capital for a brief time. It was one day to be exact. You can go look that up. I think it was 1777. You can find all of the Destination Spotlights on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we're going to be taking you to France to kick off hour two. Also still to come is the personal connection, museum galleries. We get into spam. Rudy will have the Jet Set Blonde and a whole lot more. So we hope you'll be sticking around for these next 60 minutes. Keep your radios tuned in, folks. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.